It turns out your favorite stories just might have mattered after all, and in fact, more than many ever knew. The deconstruction and devastation of our stories, heroes, myths, and beyond now having a major societal impact and driving down the economy. That's the claim of Dave Ramsey, who says an entire generation of men was destroyed by Hollyweird. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the channel that brings you the truth with a capital T, served fresh daily on a platter of chatter. And here we go again. As we dive in, click the like button. And boy, oh boy, do we have an important discussion to be bringing to you. Let's jump on it. Let's talk about it right now. For the first time on the Pro Channel, please welcome Dave Ramsey. Okay, Dave is not actually here in the studio. We've got a clip of Dave Ramsey, but I hope Dave will be kind. Ramsey Solutions, will you be kind to us if we play parts of this under the fair use doctrine of this is newsworthy and we want to commentate on it? And as we do so, Ramsey Solutions and your automatic algorithms that might strike us, I just want to say that we are recommending people go check out Dave Ramsey, and he'll tell you to eat beans and rice, and that's nice. So, Dave, what do you say? This is so interesting to me. Folks, I can read this to you, or we can let Dave say it to us. How about this? Two paragraphs in, and then let's let Dave say it, because what's fascinating is we've watched as Star Wars and Star Trek and so many of our mythos and heroes have been stolen away. We've been told that the patriarchy is evil. We've been told that guys should not try to be excellent. And now this has reached the point where it's having an economic impact. For those of you who think stories in Hollywood don't matter, Pro, why do you do what you do exactly? Whatever that is. Well, because this actually has a giant psychological impact on society. From the Iced Coffee Hour, Dave Ramsey explains how manhood and masculinity became toxic and why it led to 7.2 million men sitting at home doing nothing every day. And honestly, I understand it. I'm not here to slam these guys. I'm here to pick them back up and say, you can do it. Get out there. Get off Fortnite. I know you want to be on World of Warcraft or whatever it is you're doing where you're a hero again, but you can do it. You can get out in the real world. Quote, men have been devalued and trivialized and been the villain or the clown of everything for a good 20 years. You don't see a TV commercial where the dad is the hero. He's an idiot. Or a sitcom where the dad is the hero. He's an idiot. Here's Dave Ramsey talking about what Hollywood and entertainment has done to men across the West.
Men have been devalued and trivialized and been the villain or the clown of everything for a good 20 years. You don't see a TV commercial where the dad is the hero. He's an idiot. Or a sitcom where the dad is the hero. He's an idiot. The 12-year-old is the smart one, and they smart off through the whole script. And they're the brilliant one, you know, and
which, by the way, is the call to narcissism for young people. You're smart. Don't take the hero's journey. The world should take a journey to acquiesce to your every need because you're precious and special. And just because you breathe, you deserve a trophy and a crown.
But the dad's a doofus and the mother rolls her eyes at the doofus that she picked as a life partner. And if you do that to any segment of the economy long enough, eventually they begin to believe it. And so we have 7.2 million men that are able-bodied, able-minded, that are not engaged in the workplace right now. They're doing nothing.
All right, pause right there. Nat, I want to go to you. There was a concerted effort from Hollywood, places like Lucasfilm, but beyond, a concerted effort to slam men at large and masculinity, and to not recognize that there is a proper concept of masculinity and there is an idea of chivalry and heroism, and that men can be the kind of guys who protect those they love and do the right thing and self-sacrifice and go out and do hard work for those that they have determined they shall sacrifice to see them rise. And so instead, Nat, we destroyed that idea, and there have been victims in this. There are real victims in the entertainment push to destroy the ideal form of masculinity. Nat, what are your thoughts on now finding out there's an economic impact of this? This has huge ramifications at the societal level. It's not just silly TV and silly movies anymore.
No, I also say it's no wonder. And of course, and the fact that these things weren't taken into consideration when they started to make this push, or that they were so self-involved, the people that wanted to make this change and this transition towards a form of feminism that doesn't even serve women either, at least in my opinion, is obvious. But as also, now that we're seeing the ramifications and the effects, I do think that most people are realizing, even those that were pushing it hard, that it's not a good idea to belittle and move aside half of the population, but through lies, because then they start believing them, and then they start actually enacting those lies and becoming those lies. I think there's a way to move past it and forward, and we've seen efforts by a lot of people to try to do it, all the way from Jordan Peterson to Charlie Kirk to everybody else that has spoken on masculinity and how important it is, and how the role that it plays is complementary also to the role that women play. And that shouldn't be controversial anymore. I think that we should be able to speak about that and show the actual effects of so many people believing it and enacting it into narratives, putting it into narratives that then speak to the younger generation. And that is the only thing they see. I do think examples are more needed, and those spaces for those examples to flourish of men being actually masculine and what it means are available, and I think people should take them.
Absolutely. I think that's very well said. And I would say this too. I want to do a gentle pushback on Dave Ramsey at the danger of being wrong myself. Culture, see what you think about this. When Dave is talking about the sitcoms and the TV shows,
yeah,
you know, I think Dave is a very successful man who probably doesn't have time to sit down and watch a lot of TV. Now, right. People can disagree with Dave Ramsey. Fine. I don't care. I'm not going to weigh in on his Financial Peace University and all that kind of stuff. Folks, you go find who you want to give you financial advice. Separate issue here. And I'm not in any way saying that Dave is less than when it comes to that. I think he's done a tremendous work in bringing so many people out of total poverty and breaking their patterns of debt. All that said, because I think Dave Ramsey is so busy, I'm not sure that he is recognizing fully the war that was waged. It's not necessarily that men were turned into doofuses on TV, right? That's always been the case. There's when you watch Tim Allen in Home Improvement, there's an element of him being a doofus, right? There's a clown aspect. There's a jester aspect to it that's happening. What I think is more dangerous and sinister, and I mean that sinister, has been the deconstruction of the heroes, because what that is, if you think about Luke Skywalker, you think about Han Solo and his arc, or you think about Captain Kirk, or you think, we can go through the list of all of the heroes. They're not just fantasy characters. They're the embodiment of the values within the story. They're the idealization of the values made manifest in the character. And when you destroy a character like Luke Skywalker, what you're actually doing is you're saying to the people who said in the 70s and 80s, I don't have a dad, but I'm going to be like Luke because he takes on the sins of the father and he goes and becomes something more. What you actually are doing is you're taking that value, that proper masculinity value, and you're saying, it's not Luke that's a failure. It's every one of you jokers out there who believed in that. You're a failure too. And culture, that, sorry, I'm getting a little worked up on this because it is now percolated up to like societal impact. Culture, that's the monstrous notion that was dumped upon an entire generation, is your heroes are failures. And if you believed in them, if you tried to emulate them, you're a failure. And that's monstrous.
It is. And look, you had willing participants in the institutions that should have isolated it from this. The fact that every single thing was turned into a political situation over the course of the last few years has really kind of driven, you know, maybe from an observational point, the woke era into the limelight. It also kind of helped to disassemble some of these really bad ideas by taking a clinical term like toxic masculinity from the analysis of prisons and repurposing it to everyday guys didn't help at all either. People who were under qualified to utilize such terms, were empowered by them. And we ended up with not just a Me Too and Time's Up era, but like the complete catastrophe that came about because of it. It was misused, repurposed for people to exchange a power dynamic that they felt that existed where none should have, which is an odd way to interpret that merit would be rewarded rather than actual, quote unquote fairness. And all of this was interlaced. It's all been interlocked. And no, there's no way Dave has the opportunity to spend the time that we do to waste on watching media. He's too busy building up not only a sterling reputation, but a platform and a financial education system that I think many people, as you suggested before, have already found to be incredibly valuable. His commentary is sparkling for the most part, and there are a few occasions upon which we disagree, but I'm not going to throw criticism at him for outlining the very thing that we've identified over the course of doing this for me for 6 years on this platform, and for you, Pro, what, 3, 2.5?
Who knows, man? I'm just getting started. I'm but a baby when it comes to this YouTube thing. All right, folks, a little bit more from Dave Ramsey, and then I want to throw another, the converse of this. Nat brought up that we've also given a very poor representation of femininity on the big screen and the silver screen and the small screen. Here's more of Dave, and then we'll get to that.
They're sitting because the entire culture has said, you're a doofus, you're a buffoon, you're valueless, manhood, masculinity is toxic by its very nature, and so you're of no value. And the problem is it's destroying not only economics, but social fabric as well, because we do know the data on kids, particularly daughters, the cues they take from their dad are devastatingly impactful. Good.
Well, that's and I'll say, too, now Dave's right. I think it is even more impactful on little girls, but little boys. Little boys need a hero. Little girls need a hero. It's a little bit different. Little girls are looking into the dad usually to be, and we speak with a broad brush here, but little girls are looking to see how a prince will act. Little boys are looking to see what does the hero do, right? And you can see that, by the way, in the Michael Jackson movie. Some of you are angry that we gave the Michael Jackson movie a high score. One of the reasons that I gave the Michael Jackson biopic a high score is because it reveals the damage that a bad father will do. Michael Jackson probably does not become a pathological person. Now, I'm not weighing in on what he did, innocent or guilty or that, but you don't have that kind of plastic surgery. And, and why did that happen? Why did Michael Jackson have all of these plastic surgeries and then associate more with children than adults? What would cause you to do that? What would cause a man to purposely raise his voice and speak as a juvenile, as a small child, even in his 40s and 50s? Well, if your dad said, you're too black, you don't look like me, you're too black, hey, big nose, get over here, beats you for making mistakes instead of lifts you up and shows self-sacrifice, you want to ruin a kid? That'll do it. The problem is we've told men to stop being heroes and princes to their sons and daughters. And so, Nat, I'm curious your thoughts about this. The other aspect of this is when we do these girl boss movies over and over and over, and that really started as Disney recognizing that their princesses were shallow. And the lesson that they took from that was not, we're going to fix the shallowness of our princesses. It was, oh, well, they're going to become the warriors now. Okay, well, Xena was fun. Why don't we do that over and over again? Well, the unintentional problem with that is that if every girl is a girl boss, an invincible girl boss who conquers everything, she's already perfect and the world bends to her whims, what that means is the guy has no dragon to slay. There's no princess to save. There's no treasure to be had. And he's been told, too, you're not worthy of having kids. You're not worthy because you're part of the patriarchy. And now the guys are not going on the adventures of their lifetimes. And that actually has an economic and down to the resolution of the family, it has a huge impact on the men.
And I think there's like 3 points I want to make. I'll try not to stretch it out too much.
Go for it, Nat. No, do not hold back, please.
On the first thing that I was thinking as I listened to Dave Ramsey there is the easiest way to be able to control the population, and this might be stretching it a bit too far, but is to demoralize them and to make them think that they cannot stand up for themselves. And who was usually the ones that were standing up and had that ability? It was the men. So if you can get the men to be demoralized, you have an easier time to do or implement things that you want to implement. So if you're trying to change society, I think you'd want to start by targeting the men. And also on the topic of fathers are incredibly important. I would say exponentially more important to little girls because they are what shows them what a partner treats their mother like and what a man actually should be like. And that is why good fathers are important and being able to model that for young daughters that then will be able to look for that in a partner. And I think we also see a lot of the destruction of relationships and family because there hasn't been that push both in media but also within our own lives of having that strong father role and father figure and manly figure within women's lives as well. That was the second point. And thirdly, also the damage done to women themselves. And as you mentioned, having these girl boss, I can do everything characters are also demoralizing eventually for women. As much as people want to point at the empowerment of it all, once women go out there into the workplace or trying to have the life that they see reflected on screen or on within society that tells them they have to be doing this, then they also get incredibly demoralized by knowing and figuring out that, no, you can't do it all. No, you can't. There are things that women can't do that men can, and there's things that men can't do that women can. And we've completely flipped over the script to the point where what women used to be really revered and able to do, they're now told not to do, but also they're told to go try and be a man, essentially, and fail at it. So it's also demoralizing once you realize that, no, you can't do everything, and you can't do everything that a man can, and that shouldn't be a taboo either.
Right, and then the insidious, no, those are wonderful, amazing points.
Yeah.
And then the insidiousness, too, that we've been living through of women are, by virtue, better than men, and men are dangerous to lead society, and all this sort of stuff. It's like, people, this is very basics, you know. Both genders as a proclivity, we don't want to paint completely this way, right? It's not binary, but in terms of proclivities, the two genders express the darkness that we all have inside of us in different ways. Men tend to be physically violent. Women tend to engage in reputational destruction. Now, both genders can do that. Both sexes can do that. Men can attack and destroy others, you know, in terms of their reputation. But as a general rule, men are more likely to go to fisticuffs, right? And so the idea that we've placed one half of humanity as better than the other, it can't be that way. This has to be a puzzle piece if we're going to be in harmony. And we've created a discontent and a disharmony amongst society with these stories. They have been poisonous culture. I'll give you the final word on it. But when we've gotten to the point now where Hollywood has been telling these stories and we have a financial guru in Dave Ramsey, when we have financial people coming out now and saying, what we did in Hollywood has damaged the entire country, this went on too long. This and people like Bob Iger, they have a debt here. Yeah. I don't know that they need to be punished, but they have a tremendous amount of guilt, I believe, that should be on their shoulders.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that that they were primary causes to massively damaged culture, setting men and women at odds. And it doesn't matter if it's just here in the United States. This is bleeding over into many other cultures and in many other countries. The extremism in education and the allowance for that has probably led us into a trap that is going to be difficult to fight back against for a while. We're not supposed to be at odds. We're supposed to be in partnership between the men and the ladies. And again, by demonizing one side or the other, we've created additional divides. People are not having the same number of romantic entanglements that they did. They're having very destructive single action relationships. Whether you call it a situationship, or you talk about, you know, the various types of hookup cultures and things like that, you know, that's something that maybe Dave needs to dive deeper into when he looks at this and evaluates it from a farther perspective, you know, than just the narrow focus that he has with this particular set of comments. But I'm not being critical of Dave at all. In fact, I imagine with more academic pursuit by him. He could really nail this down. But the likes of our friend Jordan Peterson, who's in very ill health right now, and many other folks that actually work in this particular niche, which I don't think any of us do. I think that the larger conversation is that we need to recreate a unification of culture and of species. We need to remember there is no yin without yang, and vice versa. There is benefits if you look at the societal demographics of having a two-parent family household rather than to have a divided household. And it doesn't matter. The numbers aren't great when you have situations like this. And look, we have a real situation that one side of the equation is unbalanced. And I think it was encouraged again by if I wanted to destroy a culture, a society, a uniculture, I would destroy the masculine first, because then you lead into nothing but illogical processing, emotional processing of information, where men tend to be more logical and process through.
Well, nothing but I think is a little harsh there. Huh? Easy culture on that.
No, I'm not being wrong. We have a lovely lady on here that's welcome to correct me, and I'll just say it this way. Men are logistical thinkers. Ladies are emotional thinkers. There's no argument against it.
Within a certain range, yes. The range tends to, as a percentage, because everybody, there's a wide variety of psyches, personalities, proclivities within both genders. But if you were to look at the, and especially at the extremes, right? So if you're trying to find who is most likely within the gender to express the most extreme form of logic and abstract thinking, or who is most likely to express the most significant emotional processing, you would know which genders would express that at the extremes, more likely. You're absolutely right. I just want to be careful, because there are guys who are very emotional and there are women who are very logical.
Sure. Well,
but I'll also say,
go ahead, please.
To quickly add, piggyback off of culture, I do think we've forgotten a lot about the biological roles that we have and the reasoning why we act in certain ways and why women might be less logical and men have to be more logical, because it is ingrained, I do believe, and I think it's been also proven by figures like Jordan Peterson, that it is ingrained within how we act and why we act the way we do. And
there are physiological differences in our brains.
And psychological ones.
There are hormonal differences in our brains, absolutely, and that doesn't mean that one is better or worse than the other. That is not the way it goes. I do want to wrap it up this way, and I see that the chat is just
on fire.
And that means we've done something right. It really does. When you do this, we've landed on the right thing to talk about today. But I want to say this: sometimes there's the criticism that what we're doing here is frivolous. Why are you talking about celebrities? Why are you talking about, this latest movie and just, you won't get off of it. Like, who cares, right? Who cares that Ella McKay didn't make money? Who cares about Animal Farm? If you don't get it by now, I just don't know what to do. These stories, they structure lives. The more you love the story, the more it becomes a fabric of you. And some of the most important stories we call sacred, right? And scriptural. That's the kind of designation that people will do within religious thoughts. And some of those stories start to become part of that, or they approximate that to some degree. Some of the pop culture stories. So we need to be every day paying attention to this. Final thing I'll say on the topic as we wrap up is, as we've been talking about this, there is a danger. And the danger is, it would be very easy for us to leave the story for those who did not have a heroic father or a good father or a good mother. It would be very easy for us to end the story there. And we need to be careful to say, folks, you have free will. I know some of you don't agree with that. Trust me, you do. The whole reason for entertainment is the idea that free will exists biologically. We'll go there one day, okay? But you can make decisions freely. They're influenced by your past, but they're not captured by your past. You can move forward in this world. So if you did not have these things we've been talking about, I just want you to know it's not the end. You're not predetermined to be stuck in that vicious cycle. Step out and take the adventure, whether you're a woman or a man, take the adventure, slay the dragons in your world, and become better than you were before.
The Hollyweirds don't understand how it is we do what we do, bringing you video after video every single day of the utmost highest excellence and quality. But folks, we do it because of you. We appreciate you. You are seen and heard here on the Pro Channel. Make your voices heard, folks, by doing one last thing before we say goodbye for a short time. Consider clicking the like button. Share, subscribe, and you know what? That notification bell, click it and stick it to the algorithms. Also, drop a comment down below and let us know your thoughts. And don't forget, folks, we've got even more content on the way. If you'd like to become a member, it's just the price of a soda per month, and you'll gain access to all kinds of exclusive content beyond what the public sees, including archival footage of the Pro Show that goes away after just a few days from its public release. Folks, we hope we get the honor of spending time with you again soon, and until then, keep learning, keep growing, and as always, keep having fun.